How are you?
All right. How are you?
Nice hat.
You like
it? I do. That's really nice.
You popped at me the other day.
I bet it did. Nobody will run over you. How are things then?
You still haven't liked the Facebook page.
I don't care. We go over this every week. Every week. I got Tootsie Rolls this week.
I'm off the sugar.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's been a good week. I don't really have anything. I was kind of hoping Jimbo would show up.
That wraps up 70.
It's been a good run. Ann asked this morning, she asked Barbara if when we make it to 100, is that the end of the show?
There's no end of the show.
Camping season coming up.
Yeah, oh boy, can't wait to camp in the winter.
I know.
What the fuck is going on?
It sucks so bad.
I might have to put more oil in my goddamn tank because this, it's like I got just enough apparently. But I'm
You'll have some for next year.
Yeah, I'll have a half a tank because that's the minimum. We're going to a really dark place this episode.
So. Touch my penis.
Excuse me?
You never saw the original Jumanji?
He didn't have much of a childhood.
Wow.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't like that.
You scared me.
You didn't even have the headphones on. Welcome back. I like how the Best Of played a bunch of in a row. Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the Chicken Duck, episode 70.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, the last one might have threw you off because it was episode 69, but it was announced as episode 67, and I told you that.
I didn't want to be weird or perverted about it, so I just changed it. Joining us this week, Jeff Loeber making his triumphant return.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
And Casey and his faithful sidekick, Jim.
Hello.
You threw me off again.
Well?
My faithful sidekick.
I'm your sidekick.
Last week. I don't know how faithful that was.
Last week was Easter.
Yeah, we were supposed to record on Saturday.
Sorry.
Had everybody scheduled.
And you tell the listeners what my excuse was.
You want to hang out with your family.
Which is exactly what I did.
You do that every other day.
That's just something that someone without a family says.
Terrible. Well, he's hanging out with my family.
That's true,
too. So, I got nothing, man. I ran out of material like 14 or 15 episodes ago. I'm kind of just going through the motions at this point.
That's why I've been trying to schedule guests to call in and come in. So I'm out of shit too.
I hope for people to come in that bring food and shit. It's a really sad existence that I have. You don't even go to Shells anymore.
Oh, I did. He
got the cup.
Yeah,
probably why he was late.
I ate it.
So what's new?
Not a whole lot. I'm really excited for this freaking weather to change. This
Are you
is super
going
annoying.
Camping? Do you have anything planned anytime
yeah,
soon?
We have a couple trips planned. I don't know about anytime soon. I think the first one would be like in June because my wife is a teacher, so she works until... Actually, now she works till like June 19th or some bullshit.
Because
of the snow days. Yeah,
it's great.
So we leave like 3 days after school's over to go camping. But I'm just coaching baseball again. With the kids, which I haven't had a single practice yet because it's like 30 degrees. So
not even in the gym.
No, there's no like, it's not at a school. It's like a township thing. So it's only like outside stuff. It's not like we have the facilities like when you play for a middle school or something like that. But
are the practices, should they have started already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. April 1st, basically, is pretty much when we would have started.
Wow.
So I should have had at least three practices already, but first
game
is in May.
We were supposed to get snow yesterday. We were
cold.
Supposed to.
Yeah. Well, I did up there. We got like a good inch and a half.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
What?
A good, actually almost 2 inches. In the morning, 2 inches of snow. By lunchtime, gone. Afternoon, 55 degrees outside. If ever there was a time the apocalypse is coming, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, this weather is so fucked up.
But yeah. So,
Jimbo was supposed to be here today, but he...
Oh, really? Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So I know he was going down to, or living in California.
Yeah, we don't know.
He never even made it to California, Jimbo.
Oh, my God.
He was,
of course
before
not.
He left here, he was supposed to end up in Florida, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to drive.
It was to California and then from there to Florida, right?
Right. By way of, like, Colorado.
Yeah. By way of...
North Dakota.
So what happened? Yeah. So he
made it to Austin, Texas. He went to South by Southwest Festival down there, and I guess has been living with some chick and
in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and has been getting gigs. He's supposed to, because I told him to go check out this one place in Austin that Sharky took me to. It's called the Saxon Pub, and he's like, I'm gonna be playing there every Friday. I was already there. I'm like, oh, Jesus. He got a
job.
Calm
down.
Yeah, he got a job, starts next week. I don't know exactly what he's supposed to be doing, but.
Delivering pasta.
No, wait.
For some
reason.
He
got a job here?
No, in Austin.
Why is he home?
Austin.
He flew
Austin,
home.
Massachusetts.
He flew home to get his car, and he had a gig last night with the Groove Masters or something.
Do you think it would have been cheaper for him to just buy a new car down there than to pick up
it's
that
Jazz Fest.
Shit?
I'm sure he wanted to come back for that.
I've been checking in with him periodically, and he texted me the other day and asked me if I could use my points for him to fly home from Austin. And I did. I seriously did try to do it, but it just didn't work out because he's like such a new member that they wouldn't allow the transfer of the points.
That's weird.
For whatever reason. So. Okay. And... I'm kind of low on points too, so kind of glad it didn't work out. Because I used 25,000 points the other day to come home. Cost me because I came home earlier than my flight was scheduled. You know.
Okay.
So 25,000 points and $5.60.
So as of right now, he's in Austin, Texas.
I know. Right now, well, yeah, he'll by the time people hear this, he'll be back in Austin. But he's on his way to Reading right now.
Oh, okay.
From the gig last night. And then I guess he's going to stay at his house tonight, maybe, and then just start driving back to Austin tomorrow because he has a job there that he starts this week.
What?
Doing what?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay, we need to find that out.
That we need. That is definitely.
See if we can. Are we plugged into the
no,
calls yet?
No. We're not plugged in. Nobody's answered anyway. Anyway.
It's been like a year and a half. We still don't know if we're plugged in.
We know how to take calls on Facebook.
I just don't. It's not plugged in. Because I bought these new cords and they suck.
Yeah, I've never been more interested in my life other than finding out what Jimbo's job is this week.
Well, he got a steady job somewhere and playing guitar. He's got a lot of gigs. I know that.
So he never went to Florida at all. So he just ditched
never
that guy
made
he was going
to
go with.
No, he drove out there to Austin with that guy.
But I thought that guy was supposed to take him out to California.
Yeah, I think that guy might have kept going to California, and Jimbo stayed in Austin.
So he left.
I'm not exactly sure though. You know,
questions, all kinds of questions. Yeah. I've got.
That's why I was hoping he was going to be here today, but he must have woke up late.
And that job in Austin better be amazing because I thought he had like his foot in the door for like a recording studio in California.
Yeah.
So what the hell?
He said he made $350 last night at the gig.
At the gig? But what's this like job that's actually going to feed him every day? And I swear to God, if it has something to do with pasta or delivering something. And if he says the word
stripping.
Uber, I'm punching him in the face.
He wouldn't be able to do Uber. His car's not new enough.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she bought him one. Maybe he uses her car for the Uber. And who
oh,
is
you're
this,
looking at...
Who is this poor girl
he
that he
Uptown Band last
has
night.
Catfished into...
Is that who he played with, the Uptown Band?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
Pretty sure you can see her nipple.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look.
That's right where I went.
Wait, is that who he played with?
Those, oh. Yeah, they were in the band.
Those girls were in the band?
Yeah.
So it's like an all-girl band?
No, they're just like the backup singers.
Let's take a closer look.
Come on, hurry up and zoom.
Enhance. You can't see it.
It's...
The resolution sucks.
Debatable.
Oh, that is a nipple. That's a nipple for sure.
I don't think I've ever seen a side nipple.
Well, folks, you heard it here. That's a nipple. Oh, wow. Now I can't not see it.
It kind of sticks out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like a nipple.
So which one of those girls is he living with?
Good for him.
No, those are from the gig last night. They're in the Uptown band that he played with last night.
Oh, which was where you go, Philly or somewhere?
Somewhere in Pennsylvania. No, it was like 3 hours away.
Back to the podcast.
I can't
back to the
fucking
podcast.
Focus now. That's amazing. So anyway.
Let's see. So did anyone see The Shape of Water?
No. Did you?
Yeah, watched it last night.
Is it good watching a chick fuck a fish?
He doesn't have there's no way that they could have. There's no way there could have been insertion.
I mean, excuse me? What?
Yeah, he didn't have a fish
have
wang.
A peen. I will tell you what was a little uncomfortable though, was watching the female in the movie, the lead actress, every day. I don't know if anybody knows anything about the movie, but every day when she would get home, she would boil her eggs, and then she would go in the bathtub and masturbate.
With her eggs?
No.
With boiled
no,
eggs?
No, while,
yeah.
While the eggs were boiling.
Oh, okay.
On the
I'm
stove,
like, that's a really weird and specific
an
fetish.
Timer. She would set
so
her
3 minutes?
Timer, and she would go fill the tub, go in, and lift the leg up, and... yeah.
That's quick.
But I watched the movie with your grandmother. And Barbara.
Hey, can I just ask? Wait, can I just ask? What?
I just don't.
What's his fascination with your family?
I don't know. You're asking me.
Which was a little odd. Barbara looked. She was on. She just looks over at me like. I mean, you couldn't see anything. But
and your grandmother
was
like, "I've done that."
Oh my god! I'm fucking done.
Been there, she said.
This is it. This is the end right here. This is where the wheels come off. Oh. All right.
Or she was critiquing the movie and you thought she was going to mention something about how she's boiling the eggs wrong, but really she talked about how she's doing it wrong in the bathroom.
I'm just gonna look. But
that is absolutely a nipple. There is no doubt in my mind.
Back to the old nip slip.
Go see The Shape of Water. That was pretty good. Bruce Campbell retweeted a Saturdays with Chicken Duck tweet the other day. Got about 120 likes on Twitter. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Do you know who Bruce Campbell is?
Yeah, Ash vs. Evil Dead and
yeah,
Evil
buddy.
Dead stuff. I love Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. They on last Friday night, they played The Evil Dead, the original Evil Dead, down at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. That's where they filmed the original Blob at.
Okay.
And they played The Evil Dead there on Friday night, and I retweeted that to Bruce Campbell, and he retweeted it, and so like 120
so
people.
So hold on a second.
Yeah.
You made it sound
you
like.
You caught it. You caught that too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really
you made
say
it sound hey, like.
He retweeted a Chicken Duck tweet.
He clicked the button. He went. Okay.
About something that had to do with him.
Him.
It wasn't even like you
see,
tweeted
I'm
something.
See, I'm glad I'm not the only one that picks up
it
this
shit.
It
wasn't like you tweeted something about Chicken Duck and he retweeted
it. It's not like he's mailing us thank you cards with his fucking signed autograph.
You
on
tweeted
him.
Something about his career and he was like, yep, that's definitely happening down there.
Nah, we will confirm that that is happening. And you may retweet this as confirmation on the confirmation.
But it says at the top of the tweet, Chicken Duck Pod.
Yeah, as in that's the name of your freaking Twitter handle.
Yeah, he so still retweeted.
Your Twitter handle could have been Douchebag McNary, and he would have still retweeted that.
I tweeted at you the other day too. I guess you don't check your Twitter.
No,
some guy posted. No,
obviously, you don't know. How
some guy wrote something about why are KFC and Taco Bell the two shittiest restaurants and they're put together in one, like they have those combined. And I said, ask Jeff Loper. He loves Taco Bell.
Oh, I think I did get an email or something about you saying I deleted it. I didn't read it. But yeah. It's because they're owned by the same fucking company. That's why. And they're not the two shittiest.
I know.
It has nothing
you
to, do with, has nothing
like
to do with the food. It has KFC's to do with the employees.
KFC's got a good bowl.
Yeah. Our food's good, man.
What else do we have this week, boys?
What's up with your hat? You like Oregon or?
Yeah, I was just there the
oh,
other
yeah?
day.
Really?
For work. And
I got a buddy who lives out there, and he lives in Boring, Oregon.
Boring, Oregon?
It's a town called Boring. I was just talking last night about it.
I drove through. Is he a video gamer?
He works at a pot shop out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a manager of
yeah,
a shop.
Yeah, I think you mentioned him before.
Yeah, and actually, he lives on a huge pot farm
really?
Out there.
I might have actually seen him. Yeah, I visited a few shops while I was out there.
So the shop the shop he's working at now, I guess, is in Boring, Oregon.
I drove through Lancaster and Harrisburg, Oregon, while I was out there.
Really?
Yeah. They're right next to each other. Huh. It was really weird.
There's a Redding, California, too.
Yeah. And I talked to Jimmy knows him. He went to school with him, Jimmy Bria. He lives out there. I was going to hook up with him, but then I got all my work done and came home early.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw this hat in the airport, and I liked it.
Nice.
Popped out at me.
Quite literally.
He's used that joke twice now since we've been recording.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Jeff wasn't here, and we weren't really recording when I used it before, so.
Okay.
And it did. It fucking popped out at me. So go fuck yourself. We were on a podcast in the UK, Jeff. It's called The Podcast Factor.
Hold on a second. Is this going to be like your Bruce Campbell Twitter thing?
No.
Okay.
No. This guy, Choo Choo Stew, has a podcast called The Podcast Factor. And he plays. Remember how I was doing the podcast, The Local Traveler, where I would play music from like the different towns I was in?
Yeah.
Well, this dude does that sort of, but he plays different podcasts for, like, that he listens to, you know, like clips, 10-minute clips of podcasts.
Right.
So I sent him a clip of our show, the drone episode that Jimmy and I were talking about. And he played that on his podcast, episode number 8.
Wow.
Anywhere. He just started.
Did you just subtly throw in like an ad for our where to listen to our podcast?
For our podcast?
Is what you just said?
Yeah.
Episode 8, anywhere.
No,
that
he's
you
on. He's it's
he's on episode 8.
Yeah, he's on episode 8, and that's the episode that we're on.
Oh, okay.
Like, he just started his, so.
So his podcast, he plays other people's podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that's brilliant or.
Well,
or that'd be like me opening my Twitter account and I only tweet what Bruce Campbell does.
One of the people that liked the retweet that Bruce Campbell retweeted of ours, his name was Bruce Campbell, and it when you click on his link, it's just I'm a fan of Bruce Campbell's. This is not Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, because it'd be like verified that it's a real person.
Which, so what else? You have to have a story about fucking.
Somebody
Taco
had
Bell
to have pissed you off in the last couple of weeks.
Someone always pisses me off.
He called me the other
just
week.
Just driving down here, I have enough for like
an emotional
podcast.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that every time there's a problem I have on the road, it's always a Jersey car? Why? See, there's no answer to that. I don't know. Either someone needs to give me a license to kill. Or
death wish.
Yeah. Or, you know, not everybody should have a driver's license.
So last week we were off. We didn't record, but I made a best of the one episodes 1 through 20. And I have to say, I apologize to our loyal listeners that have listened since episode 1 because they were fucking terrible.
Oh,
the
man.
Sound quality.
Awful.
Oh,
not
yeah.
not the content so much, but the sound quality.
Awful.
Was terrible. I fixed it up on the re-release. Because
you can do that now.
It was fucking
you have like
terrible.
A remastered version.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to remaster them all, but I remastered the best of.
Yeah.
Took some good clips out of there. Dustin and Jimbo, the early episodes of them.
Yeah. So wait, so I heard Dustin was back that
yes.
week.
Yes. Yep.
Right?
He just he got back surgery too, so now he's laid up for a couple weeks. He's going to be bedridden, I think.
Gonna move his bed down here.
Is he actually coming back to the podcast, or is he?
No,
it was just like a one time.
Yeah, it was
in and out.
Yeah. He probably drove by and saw your truck wasn't here.
I know.
So.
I know. That's what I figured. He knew I wasn't coming.
What else you got, bud?
You told me to write some stuff down. And I didn't.
Perfect.
I got nothing, man. I do. Been a lot of feeding. You know, I feed my kid a lot.
Sure.
And change a lot of poopy diapers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the majority of my time.
Huh. Good.
Have you ever cut an infant out of a onesie?
No, I never had to cut it. I mean, I've slowly unwrapped him because he had a blowout, and then you just throw it all away and then throw him in the tub.
So at that point, I had two choices. One choice was to drag it over his head or cut him out.
Right.
So I cut him out of a onesie.
Yeah, you're probably gonna throw it away.
Oh,
anyway.
Because it was
because it'll blow out. Yeah,
he shit up to his like shoulder blades, dude. It was unbelievable, and like solid. So I'm looking at him, and she's holding him, and I'm thinking, what the fuck are we? I brought him out to the kitchen and put him face down in the kitchen, like across the sink. Cut the shirt in the back. splayed them open like we were in the operating table.
Yeah. That's funny.
Fucking squeegee his ass back to his ass. I just don't understand where it all comes
it
from.
It doesn't get any better, by the way.
No, I believe
just the other day, like, so my youngest, 4 years old, and sometimes we think he holds his poop in. He, like, refuses to go. So, like, it'll be 5 days. He finally, Jesus. Yeah, so then he'll finally poop.
When
but
you
it hurts.
Said hold it
Boo!
In.
Yeah.
When you said hold it in, I meant, like,
an hour.
He waits until, like, no. the last possible minute when he can take his shit, and then he goes.
Like, no, it's, like, 5 days before he actually
my
poop.
God.
Yes. So, like, he'll then poop like the other day. So the other day he took a while and he finally we made him sit down whatever and we make him sit down periodically because
it's like
of that
shitting a pine cone out
so
of your ass.
Yeah so he was like you know my wife is, she's like you need to go to CVS right now and get like a suppository
some
and
tampons.
Whatever else and I'm like all right so I get in the car I drive down the street to the CVS I get there and she calls me and is like we don't need it now. He got it out. The big, because he was like crying. It was hurting. But he finally, but
the
I heard
neighbors
him,
can hear him.
Yeah. So when she was telling me to go to CVS, hold on.
South Park, right? Shits and spoons.
So when she was telling me to go to CVS, I heard him. He was like crying. He was like, you know, in pain with it, right?
Sucks so bad, though.
So, but when I got to CVS and she called me to say that he got it out, he was in the bathroom or in the background, like, Hey, la la, like no big deal, right? So clearly he was
fine
now. Yeah, because
it probably felt awesome to not have 5 days with his shit in his gut.
But I went and got the suppository anyway, right, and stuff. So a couple days had gone by before he had pooped again, and Jenny's like, if you don't sit there and try to get it out, I'm going to do the suppository. I'm going to stick this thing up your butt, you know? And he was like, oh, no, nothing's coming out, whatever. So she finally was like, I'm doing it. And she bent him over and she did this, squirted this stuff up his ass. And
this episode, we're going to a really dark place this episode.
So, yeah, literally.
Literally.
So he's still sitting there, whatever, and he's still saying he has nothing. And Jenny's like, just try to fart or something, you know, like whatever, get it out of there. And then so she just leaves and I go into the bathroom because he's like, I want dad with her. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to give you a shower. After the shower, you're going to get right back on the toilet, right? And then Jenny, of course, is like, if he shits in the tub, you're cleaning it up. Like, fine, whatever. But I'm like, he's this, you know. So I get him in the shower. I shower him real quick. Everything's fine. I get him back in the toilet. He's sitting there. I was hoping that getting up or the warm water or something would help him get it out or whatever. Or the suppository would take some time or whatever. Sits on the toilet. He's sitting. I'm like, I'll be right back. I go to change out of my jeans and stuff into a sweatshirt. All of a sudden, I hear Ethan, right, him go, he goes, nothing's coming out. And then I hear... And then I hear Jenny yell, "What the fuck!" Right?
Jesus.
He got up off the toilet, walked into his bedroom where Jenny was at, and said, "Nothing's coming out." And as soon as he said that, he farted and shit on the floor. So it doesn't get any better, by the way. So you think it's bad to wipe all that poop off your kid's back?
No, it doesn't. I mean,
at least you can wipe it off and clean them. Try getting a load
of. Would you have to go to Lowe's and rent a fucking
pressure
right?
washer?
Yeah, yeah. So now I went to Lowe's. No, we had like a little spot cleaner vacuum thingy, whatever. So I, you know, clean up all the poop and then sprayed it with carpet cleaner and then used the spot cleaner, whatever. But it's just like, you know, it's always a whole freaking process, but it's so irritating.
Have you ever heard of the Windy?
No. What's that?
Why don't you come over here and watch the video with us?
All right. Windy the gas passer?
Yeah, the Windy.
You don't need that. All you need to do when your kid, if your kid has gas, or you think your kid has gas...
Shake the shit out of him.
Yeah, that's right. You grab him by the shoulders and you say, let that fart out of there! No.
All you gotta do is if you think your kid... All right, so like if your baby, right, is gonna cry for like one of like three or four reasons. Hungry, tired, hungry, you know... Messy diaper.
Shit up to his back.
Yeah, messy diaper, or maybe has gas pains, right? So if you just fed him, if he just got up from a nap, whatever, it didn't poop, one thing you do, you lay them on their back, you take their ankles, right? And you just bend their knees up to their gut. Because when you're in that, like,
I do that. I do that with Devin sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you guys do in the bedroom is up to you. You know, it's with
no,
you
not in the bedroom.
Whatever.
Sometimes out in the front yard.
In the front yard.
Well, they sell those things that they say that if you put like a little platform in front of your toilet and you bring your legs up,
because,
that's supposed to help.
Well, because that squatting position.
Squatty potty.
Yeah, yes.
The squatting position is the most optimal positioning for your gastrocnemial system, I guess, to
How
let
many
it all
billion
out
people right. live in India? They can't all be wrong.
Yeah, they squat over a hole,
and that's how they poo. That's why I've started. I dug a hole at work out back, and now I just go out back and poo over the hole every day.
But I think it's that your legs are supposed to be.
Yeah, it's your body.
Your legs are supposed to be higher than your ass.
How's your bidet?
Very nice.
I'm getting one. Next
really?
Paycheck,
you know, I was wondering about how do you use that? Dude. Like, it just splashes your ass.
Isn't it cold, though?
Not as cold as you would think, no.
No, all right, hold on.
Because there's the heated ones,
let's
and I was thinking
this,
about
I'm
getting
really,
the heated one.
I am really okay. curious about how this works.
All right, listen.
So you poop,
yes.
all right, and then you wipe.
Nope.
You know how, not at all. You just use the bidet.
I wipe.
Because there are sometimes when I wipe and I'm like, this is never ending. And it's like you're wiping a brown marker back there. You know, it's like, why is this not stopping?
Is Jimbo okay. here? It feels
you're
like Jimbo's
going
here.
To go online. I'll put my code online and you can get from tushy.com a bidet. $69. It
attaches. Why do I need your code?
Because oh. you get 10% off.
Okay.
And he gets something.
I get something.
So wait, so you poop and then you hit the switch and it shoots water at your ass to wash off instead of wiping. How do you know it's all off of there?
Well,
you wipe eventually
to dry your asshole.
Okay.
But I mean, if you there's actually a thing on the bidet. There's a knob right next to you. Okay.
Right, it's a flow
to create
valve.
The
like,
pressure.
Right. Okay.
You can either low or you can crank it all the way up.
I'm cranking all the way up.
And there's also a little toggle switch that moves the, you know, so you can get the whole crevice.
The swath. Oh, okay. The whole swath of your ass yes. crack.
So it's not like an automatic car wash where you just hit it and it slowly.
you gotta drive the hose around.
Yeah.
No.
When does that octopus hand thing come down and just?
One of the best
little,
purchases.
A little finger comes up from underneath.
It's a brush and it goes like a toothbrush. Just spins around.
One of the best purchases I've made.
Really? And it's something that it just attaches to your existing toilet.
Yep. You put it. You take the toilet seat off of your toilet, and it attaches. Then to the toilet itself, then you put the toilet seat back over it, and then...
And it uses the water from the tank, I'm assuming?
Yep. Well, you take the tank thing off, the hose off, and then there's an attachment where it goes through that, and then back into the tank.
Okay.
So it's not coming out of the tank. It's
right,
coming
right.
from the
through that
main
before,
feed
okay.
before it goes into the tank.
Hmm.
Reduces the amount of toilet paper big time.
Yeah, well, I might try that. Plus, I have a septic tank, so like that would be even better for that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would negate the reason. Like, I wouldn't have to take a shower every time I pooped.
Nope.
Yeah,
I was running into
Yo,
that problem.
Yo, think about that, because you're like, oh well, I gotta poop before I shower. Now it doesn't matter.
Nope. I think that every hotel.
Here's the thing. What do I do at work? Can I get a like?
They're
like a bidet to go.
They're very easy.
Portable bidet.
They're very easy.
It's called
to
a turkey baster.
And not that expensive. $65, so maybe work would
want to
invest in one.
You need to have
Are you outlet. Selling them? Is that why you keep advertising them for $65?
No, he's working for them.
He
wants me to buy a bidet so bad, and I think mostly because he takes a shit here every Sunday.
I've been trying to get a sponsorship from tushy.com, but
that would be the perfect sponsor for our podcast.
They
I
keep
think.
Denying it.
The shit blaster 3000.
But yeah, it's definitely worth it. Definitely something to check
the
out.
Bidet.
I was a little iffy about getting one. But
now, how do you use the three seashells? Hey, I got a question for you. Completely nothing to do with the bidet. Something I thought about the other day. Why is prostitution illegal? Right, like I get it if like a man uses his job and uses his power to like say, listen, I'll give you this job if you touch my penis, right? Clearly, he's paying her with a job, right? And the woman's doing it because she feels that the only way she's gonna get it, that's wrong. But if a woman legit wants to sell her body to make money, what is the difference between that or going to McDonald's and working there for 40 hours a week?
You certainly hope that the service is better there than you get.
Like, why is prostitution illegal?
Let's see.
What are you doing? Googling it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted your opinion.
I have no opinion.
Not the internet's
Jeff.
Opinion.
I don't have any.
Yeah, I don't
my
care.
Own opinion.
I don't stand by anything.
I don't care.
I don't believe in anything, Jeff. I've got no beliefs.
It says the case for making it against the law to buy sex begins with the premise that it's based on exploitative and demeaning to sex workers.
Mostly
it's
because
demeaning to the people who actually work hard for their sex. No. That's what it's saying.
The problem is a lot of prostitutes are owned by pimps.
Right.
It
says
any.
The government also claims that legalizing and tolerating prostitution creates greater demand for human trafficking. I'd
big
say
time.
That's where a lot of the prostitution does come from,
big
is
time.
Human trafficking.
So people who are enslaved essentially into it.
Right. Like, 80,
but, Jeff, 80%. If you do want a legal prostitute, if you are in the Nevada.
You selling those too?
Legal parts of Nevada, yes. Chicken
well, yeah, outside of, it's outside of the city.
Yes.
In which case, you definitely want to get a portable bidet.
Use that before and after. Some guy picked his nose next to me on the plane the other day.
Congratulations.
You think I should have said something to him?
You didn't?
No. I stared at him.
You should have just looked at him and said, good one.
Yeah, we were in first class.
Did you lick your lips while you were staring at him?
I just.
You going to eat
I
that?
I just turned and I leaned and I just stared at him the whole time while he was up there digging.
Did he come out with anything?
I don't think so, no. But
he could have just had an itch, a really bad itch.
Or he liked the taste of cocaine in his nose, maybe.
Yeah, but he didn't eat it.
He was jamming it further up there. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It was gross.
Sorry to hear that.
Throw it out there. Don't pick your nose on the planes next to me.
Amen. We watched all of the Jurassic Parks yesterday.
All of them.
Yes.
Five.
There's not five Jurassic Parks.
There's actually only three Jurassic Parks, and then there's Jurassic World.
Oh.
Yeah. The second one's coming out soon, too. Right?
We're going to watch that tonight, Jurassic World.
That one's good.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I've seen them all about 1,000 times.
Oh, you know what movie I like that I watched recently? The new Jumanji movie.
I think it was okay.
Really?
You liked it?
I really liked it. Yeah, I thought it was better than the original, to be honest.
Huh.
It wasn't
bad.
And I love the ending, too. The ending was really good for me.
I didn't see it.
You know, I'd have to rewatch it because I think it's one of those that I pirated and I only watched it like because she wanted to watch it. And I wasn't paying attention because my kid was screaming. So maybe I'll download.
No, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot, especially, you know, I mean, it's not like it was like some like it was supposed to win an Oscar or something, you know what I mean? Like everything was kind of predictable. Mm-hmm. You know, the characters all the actor or the main characters all end up being the complete opposite of what they are in real life in the video game, whatever, which it's an obvious thing. Like, of course, that's what's going to happen. The weak nerd is the strong rock, you know, whatever. But it was great. Like, watching Jack Black pretend to be this, like, self-absorbed, like, high school girl, whatever, it was really hilarious, you know?
I never saw the original one, but how does it stand up with
excuse me?
You never saw the original Jumanji?
He didn't have much of a childhood.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that breaks my heart.
It doesn't play, it's not a reboot. It is a continuation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically the original took place in the 80s, right? And it's a board game, the original one. And they play a board game, and the Jumanji world comes out of the game at them, you know, like there's a lion and the, you know, whatever. Anyway, so this new one takes place now, to 2018 or whatever, and, like, it starts off actually in the 90s, and a guy finds it, and he's like, who plays a board game? And he puts it aside. And then the magic of the game, it, like, turns itself into a video game, basically to adapt to the times. And then he plays it. And then the kids nowadays play them to play in the video game, and they get sucked into it, you know. And so they go into it instead of it coming out, whatever. But I thought it was a better thing, you know. I don't know.
Better than the first one?
I think it's better than the first one. First one was good. Don't get me wrong. Really great. But I think the second one was better. And I love the ending, like I said. It was a moving moment.
Do I need to watch the first one before I watch the second one?
No.
No.
No, they only make one reference to the original in it when they're actually in the jungle. In the first one, Robin Williams plays the game as a young kid in, like, the 60s or whatever, and he gets sucked into the board game because he rolls something, and it actually says that he has to live in the jungle until someone else rolls the dice a certain way. So when he goes in, the girl stops playing.
Oh, okay.
And then later on in the 80s then, or whatever it was, the two kids find the game and they play it and they roll dice that releases him. But it's been 20 years or whatever, so that's why he's like an adult when he comes out. So in the new movie, they find a place to stay in the jungle, and it's actually Robin Williams' place. They call him by his character's name. Oh, okay. You know, like, oh, this isn't my place. This is so-and-so's place, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. But that's the only reference they make to it, really.
but it's really good.
We're going to go see The Quiet Place tonight.
Where at?
I don't know, Berkshire, probably.
Is that the one with
John Krasinski
and his wife, whatever, Emily Blunt, whatever? That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks really good. Stephen King tweeted the other day about how it's one of the like best horror movies in the...
Did you retweet it?
No. No, I didn't. Jim, do you want to do the MS walk on May 6th with us?
I'll be ready for next year's, for 19.
It's only a short 3 mile walk.
you'd have to have a fundraiser for me after that 3 miles. So I'd be fucking in the hospital.
I walk over that a day.
A day? You go to airports.
They're big airports.
Big
and roofs.
Roofs.
And big roofs.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Maybe next year. I got the stenosis of the spine, Casey. I'm serious. They got to shave it down.
They have to shave your spine down.
Oh, they don't know that yet, but yes.
I was just going to say, when did you go to the doctor to find out?
It's self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed.
It makes sense.
Well, if
it's got nothing to do with my stomach or the 120 pounds that I've put on since my wedding.
If anybody wants to do the MS walk, it's on May 6th at Grings Mill. You can sign up online.
And if anybody wants to donate to my spinal stenosis surgery.
Team Let's Go Berks.
Oh, you know what else is good? Speaking of charities, you ever see the Seth Rogen's Hilarity for
Not
charity?
Not yet, no. I just saw the preview for it last night.
Okay.
I want to see that.
Pretty good. Super funny. At 39 minutes and 30 seconds in, there is a cartoon from the guy who does the Rick and Morty stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dan Harmon.
Super hilarious. Yes. Yeah.
I like how you memorized the exact
well, because just
39
the other night,
minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, because just the other night, I watched it, and with the guys I play video games and stuff on, we used that Discord thing that I showed you guys, and we will post things we find online to each other, whatever. And whenever you go to YouTube, if you go to share something, you can share it at exactly a certain parameter.
Yeah.
So, but I told them, like, yo, you guys have to watch this, especially at 39 minutes and 30 seconds.
We've been watching the thing on Netflix about, it's called Wild Wild Country. Have you seen that yet?
No.
About the Bhagwan Rajneesh in Oregon?
No.
Dude.
It's not like you're making sense.
I started watching it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Totally fucking crazy.
What's it about?
Go ahead.
This Indian like guru guy that is, his name is Bhagwan Rajneesh, and they buy close to 80,000 acres of land in Oregon.
Okay.
Which is 18 miles away from the nearest town of Antelope, Oregon.
Okay.
And their goal is to just bring in all these people and make a commune there where everybody, it's like a, in the early stages of it, it seems like it would have been a very good thing. Like they wanted to bring peace to everybody and all that.
So it was going to be like a commune, a like country within a country kind of deal,
right,
or something.
Exactly. Like a little commune out there in the middle of the country. But but they all wore like that color red suits that you're wearing. Like
okay.
The shirt. They all wore red.
Why?
And these they
like
just
traveled in mass, like
the
loads of them at the same time walking into this fucking tiny little ghost town.
Well,
like,
the thing is, they bought this commune, or they bought all this land, and they started building their own little city on the land. And the next town over, this town of Antelope, they didn't want these people to be doing that out there in the middle of all this farmland.
Not in our backyard.
Yeah. So yeah. Then what the people started doing from this commune is just buying up everything that was for sale in the town of Antelope. So then they just started moving into the town because they didn't want the people. They didn't want.
So now they're going to do it in Antelope,
yeah,
and not
exactly.
Just their own little area.
So they just take over. And then we're on the, I think, third or fourth episode. We didn't get through the whole thing yet, but they start bringing busloads of homeless people in from around the country. Like, they go and recruit homeless people from, like, they'll drive to Baltimore, take 3 Greyhound buses to Baltimore, and say to all these homeless people on the street, like, we'll feed
Come
you. We'll, yeah, and what they were doing is then after 20 days After 20 days of residence, then they could be a registered voter in Oregon. So then that's how they were trying to get these people to all become
to
registered
local government
voter.
To turn
yeah,
to change the
to try
policy.
To take over the whole county. I mean, it's fucking crazy. So,
and it was mostly his.
Yeah, it wasn't even him. Like, he was, yeah, he
spoiler
was in the
alert.
Background. You know, you don't
like
even
his wife
really see him. It wasn't
his
wife.
Mistress
and
or
the
girl.
Idea is just to have
originally, yeah, but I mean, it shit goes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, in all fairness, though, she did start after they fucked with her. I mean, they wanted to have a peaceful community, but then the town said, no, you can't do that out there. So that's when they started retaliating, you know. And like I said, we didn't get through the whole thing yet, but it's definitely interesting.
Maybe Jimbo back next? No, Jimbo ever again, maybe. Nope. Well, maybe the next time he's in town, I guess. Call in or something. Maybe not. Maybe I'll never have him back on this show again.
Oh, man. I have so many questions for him, though. Seriously.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe we get a call in.
Sure.
That way we can control how long we have to listen to him.
Oh, absolutely. We can just hang up on him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
And big week, Mike Buschetti and Jim Sharkey calling in next week.
Yes. Quick, and sweet. The founder of the Kindness Rocks project, we're going to have her call next week.
And the Cannabis through. Keystone, you might as well have him call next week, too, right away.
Hey, did that poker guy call in?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that
go? You missed that episode.
I missed it.
What the fuck, man?
Sorry.
What are
we're
you
waiting
doing?
On our, we get award, we'll probably be awarded an award for that show. Is that
okay.
good?
Yeah.
I don't know, what is the, is there a podcast awards?
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
What are they called?
We can start our own.
The potty.
The potty.
We win.
The potty.
The potties. Oh my god, we started.
There's actually one coming up soon. It's the New York City Podfest. We weren't invited. I mean,
that sounds like a festival, not like a
we're not from New York.
I think they give awards though.
Cool.
We could just start our own.
Sure we could.
The potties. You want to start?
I
the
like
potties?
The potties.
Yeah.
All right.
That's actually really hilarious.
Come up with the thing and I'll start.
I'll come up with the theme song. Here they come.
Long pause.
That's well, it. That's all you got? As far as I got so far.
I wanted to hear more of your beautiful voice.
And how many times did I say a cold winter's morn?
A lot.
Oh, a lot.
Why did we use the least funniest one on that?
Well, that was just the beginning.
All right.
I hope you ended it with "it's been emotional."
No, because he didn't start saying that until after the 20th episode. That was like a 25 or 30 something. Because
it wasn't emotional until later.
It's been emotional the entire time. All right. Is that it? You got anything else?
Nope.
Join us next week for the Kindness Rock people. And
no, she's not calling next week. She just I forgot.
They don't need to know that. You don't need to know that. That's fine. Did you play Sea of Thieves yet?
Yeah.
You own it?
Yep.
Is it worth buying yet?
Not in my yet. Opinion, it is.
Really?
We can talk about it after the podcast here if you want.
I'd rather not.
I can give you my sales pitch.
All right. That's all I got. Join us next week for possibly a phone call. Maybe Vu will be here. I'd like to catch up with Jimbo in Austin, Texas with his new job. So, okay. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Thanks for coming down, buddy.
Yeah. From
back next week?
Hope so. Yeah, it was real busy with, you know, holidays and family sure. bullcrap, but hopefully now everything will get back to a normal, steady schedule that I can come down.
All right. Well, from Casey and his sidekick, it's been emotional. Goodbye. There's a train coming, won't be at the station too long. Go ahead and listen to the jackneck television preacher if you want to get on. I'm just a runaway truck, and I don't give a flying flip about much. But to slow things down, Lord, turn it around. Yeah.
about the snake eyes.
Dreaming of those snake eyes.
And I'm looking for my paradise. Looking for my paradise. I keep chasing.
Wanna get on.